You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with credit card expert and attorney, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, co-author of the award-winning book, The Plastic Effect, How Urban Legends Influence the Use and Misuse of Credit Cards. Certainly an interesting topic. Dr. Lesovich, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, it was the pleasure, certainly ours as well. So first of all, your award-winning book, The Plastic Effect, How Urban Legends Influence the Use and Misuse of Credit Cards, has certainly an interesting title. What is The Plastic Effect?
Well, it's a good question, Eric. The Plastic Effect is a new social phenomenon that is associated with the widespread daily use and misuse of credit cards, along with the creation of a huge amount of credit card debt. Did you know that about 70% of all adults in the U.S. have at least one credit card? And we average 3.5 cards per person. Man, that's a lot of plastic. You know, even with all that buying power in their purses and wallets, most consumers have absolutely no idea how misusing their credit cards can affect their personal relationships, their health, and their financial future. Our economy has been so bad, it has forced a huge number of people to use their credit cards just for basic existence. When you add in impulse shopping, health emergencies, the loss of a job, a change in a life situation due to a marriage, divorce, or death, you have an explosion of the plastic effect.
And that is an understatement. Now, your book includes 25 urban legends affecting credit and debit cards. Why did you write your book around urban legends?
Well, let me start by explaining what an urban legend is. An urban legend is a secondhand story that supposedly happened to a real person. That story is repeated over and over and is told as actually being true. It sounds just plausible enough for the listener to believe it. And these kind of stories and urban legends appear all over social media. In the book, we selected 25 of the most common urban legends that influenced the use and misuse of credit cards. The ones we felt were most responsible for generating and sustaining the plastic effect. For each urban legend in the book, we explain which part is actually true and which part is likely to get you in trouble if you apply it when using your credit cards. We wrote the book around urban legends to provide a fun yet a useful self-help format for credit card users.
What, now, speaking about credit cards and along those lines, what is a credit report and why should every credit holder or credit card holder know what is on their credit report?
Well, a credit report is a record of your credit activities created by a credit reporting bureau. That credit report lists all loans and credit extended to you and activities such as your payment history. In the U.S., there are three major credit reporting bureaus. They are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Now, just about everybody has heard about the recent hacks of credit card information at Target, Neiman Marcus, and Home Depot. So obtaining your credit report is one of the tools you have to determine if someone is targeting you for identity theft or using your credit card information. Under U.S. federal law, every citizen can request a free copy of their credit report from each of the three major credit reporting bureaus once each year. So all consumers should consider ordering one copy of their credit report from one of the three credit reporting bureaus in each four-month period during each calendar year. That way, you can monitor your credit for free throughout the whole year. You can find more information and links on how to obtain free copies of your credit report on the website for the book at theplasticeffect.com.
Today we're joined by Dr. Stephen Lesovich, co-author of the award-winning book, The Plastic Effect, How Urban Legends Influence the Use and Misuse of Credit Cards, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. Lesovich, continuing, what is a credit score and what common activities can affect a person's credit score?
Credit score is a number calculated from credit information on your credit report and indicates something called your credit worthiness. Your credit worthiness is how likely you are to repay any money lent to you. That is, how risky it is to extend you credit or loan you money. What people don't realize is your credit score is actually four different credit scores. Each of the three major credit reporting bureaus issue their own credit score based on their own proprietary scoring models. Each of these credit scores will vary slightly based on the same reported credit information. However, most credit card issuers, banks, mortgage companies, finance companies, auto finance companies, use a fourth type of credit score called a Fair Isaac Corporation or FICO credit score. Under the FICO credit score system, your credit score is a number between 300 and 850. The higher the number for your credit score, the less risky it is to extend your credit or lend your money. So it's a good idea to keep your credit score as high as possible. Eric, what most people don't realize and most credit card holders don't realize that very common activities such as getting a new cell phone, changing your cell phone carrier, connecting your utilities such as electricity, natural gas, or cable, opening a new bank account, a new trading account, a new brokerage account, sending a lease to rent an apartment, or getting married or divorced may directly affect your credit score. You can find links to more information for understanding your credit score on the website for the book at theplasticeffect.com.
Lastly, in your book, you also include a section called Plastic Reactions for each urban legend. What is a plastic reaction?
Plastic reaction, Eric, is an impulse purchase decision with a credit card that is a direct result of an emotional trigger. Now, plastic reactions are caused by both positive and negative emotional triggers. Positive emotional triggers, they come from good feelings such as being happy, being hopeful, feeling loved. Negative emotional triggers come from bad and stressful feelings such as anger, depression, guilt, and helplessness. It's the negative emotional triggers that typically lead to impulse purchases with a credit card. And those purchases are used for instant self-gratification, to fill a hole, if you will. These triggered purchases are typically used to fill an emotional void or a hole, and they disrupt the normal decision-making process. In each plastic reaction section in the book, we provide a number of questions for the reader to use to check in on their current emotional state. These questions are used to help recognize and identify the reader's own emotional trigger, which will help them make better choices when they use their credit cards to make purchases.
Dr. Lesovitz, if you would, how about telling our listeners once again where they can get more information online and also how they can be in touch accordingly?
For information on the book, the website is theplasticeffect.com, and there are links from there to the information we talked about this afternoon. And if you want to reach me personally, it's including all of my own social media contacts can be found at lesovich.com, lesavich.com.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip or word for the listeners today?
Yes. As a credit card user, it's up to you to take control of your own actions. Empower yourself to understand how to read and obtain your credit report, what actions affect your credit score, and what emotional triggers may cause you to buy things with your credit cards. This will allow you to manage your credit card debt in a way that puts control back into your own hands. Before you know it, you'll no longer be at the mercy of the plastic effect. I can see it for you in the cards, the plastic ones at least. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. Dr. Lesovitz, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's been a pleasure, Eric. Thank you so much.
Most certainly. We've been speaking with Dr. Stephen Lesovitz, co-author of the award-winning book, The Plastic Effect, How Urban Legends Influence the Use and Misuse of Credit Cards. And once again, the websites of reference are theplasticeffect.com as well as lesovitz.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.